60 seconds away from your shock caller question of the day. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning. But before we get into that, most of us don't want to offend other people or get into unnecessary confrontations when we're out in public. And some people actually really enjoy it.
Yeah.
But sometimes when somebody's talking in a movie theater or clicking their pen at work or twerking during communion at church, at the time when they haven't asked you to twerk, because usually I think that's part of the whole tradition, is the twerk.
Interesting church you go to.
But you need to say something, and a new survey just figured out when the appropriate amount of time that you should wait is before you handle an awkward situation. Here's what they found. To shush somebody in a movie theater, the average person says you should wait just under 2 minutes before you start making the shh sounds.
Okay.
Anything before that is considered rude. When somebody is standing too close to you on a bus or in a public area, the average wait is a minute and a half before you speak up and say something and ask them to move.
Which, when you say a minute and a half, it doesn't sound like that much time until you got someone breathing down your neck. Then
yeah,
count to 60 or 90 seconds, and it's going to feel a lot longer.
Yeah, it seems like forever. Or you can just wait like 30 seconds and go, come closer.
Hold me.
Giving a parent a dirty look for not dealing with a loud baby, the average time to wait before you confront them is 4 minutes. After
Good.
4 minutes, they say it's okay.
I'm glad they gave this more time because parents need a little bit of slack.
I thought Jose, out of all people, was like, good, I hate those babies.
No.
I'm like, who are you?
No,
you're the baby lover.
If a kid screams on a plane in 30 seconds, someone's like, shh, it's like, come on, it's a kid. Give him a second to relax.
Like, I get annoyed as soon as I see the kid. I'm like, they should not be in public. But
they should not be in public.
I still give it grace. I'm like, all right, it takes a minute for a kid to calm down. But after 4 minutes, then I guess it's okay to say something. And honking at a car in front of you at a green light, the survey found the average person claims to wait 50 seconds before honking.
What?
That long?
No.
No, I was going to say 15.
I'm like three.
Okay, I see you're on your phone. Let's go. Let's move
I'm like,
this
while it's
forward.
While it's still red. Just be aware. I will honk at you.
Red.
All right, let's get into the shot caller question of the day. Young Jeffrey has come in studio with a hat full of names. We'll draw a name out of the hat to see who will put on the shock collar today. They're asked a trivia question. If they get it right, they don't get shocked. Jeff does because he asked a terrible question. If they get it wrong, they get shocked to the song that you want us to sing. Text in at 78592. What song do you want to hear from the person who gets shocked today? Brooke has drawn a name out of the hat because she had the shock collar last. And who'd you get?
I got myself.
Ooh. So,
all right. Brooke's got the shock collar while she's putting that on. Jeff, please read Brooke the shock collar question of the day.
Back in the 1990s, two SNL alumni were set to star in a now famous blockbuster film. It was comedian John Lovitz and voice impersonator Dana Carvey. But after seeing the duo in action, producers became concerned that audiences would be turned off by them. So they switched the actors at the last minute, and the film went on to become a box office success that spawned at least one sequel and is still a fan favorite to this day. What famous 90s movie was it?
Okay, my first thought for them, Dumb and Dumber.
Really?
Fan favorite, spawned a sequel, and I could see both of them doing it. You know, one is a impersonator. Jim Carrey does a ton of voices.
That's true.
Okay, give me another one. Give me another fan favorite movie from the 90s.
Really
Titanic.
It's got a good sequel, too.
To be
great
on the
sequel.
Door.
That would be amazing to see John Lovitz and Dana Carvey as Jack and Rose.
Yeah, totally. Except the naked painting would be a little bit awkward.
Oh, what about Men in Black?
Oh, that's not bad.
That was huge.
Men in Black.
You got a funny guy and the serious guy.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, they're like contrast each other.
They'd be good in that film.
Yeah. Honestly, you know, that would
be. It would be a good casting call.
I would have watched it.
It's what, another 90s
who says
film.
It's not like an animated movie. What if it was like Shrek? Like, because, you know, Shrek was supposed to have Chris Farley. What if it was another one? Like, what's that one? Oh, it's right on the 90s. Monsters, Inc.
I don't know that was the 90s. Yeah. Like, Aladdin would have been the 90s, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
Toy Story? Was that 90s?
That
Yeah,
was.
Really late 90s, yeah.
And that's like, what, Tim Allen? And
I think Tim I'm going to go with Dumb and Dumber.
Final answer?
Final answer, Dumb and Dumber. By the way, my favorite movie of all time.
Me too, absolutely.
In 1995, comedian John Lovitz and voice impersonator Dana Carvey were supposed to star in a blockbuster action comedy, but soon producers became concerned that the duo might turn audiences off. So they were replaced with two entertainers that had a very different style. And thanks to that decision to cast Martin Lawrence and Will Smith, the movie Bad Boys is now a cult classic.
Oh my God.
How is Bad Boys going to be played by Dana Carvey?
That's why they made the change.
Yeah, it is way cooler now.
They said that same thing in a meeting. They're like, wait, Dana Carvey and John Lovitz? No. Definitely not.
What idiot even thought that that was even remotely close to a good idea?
All right, well, you got the question wrong, and somebody texted in and wanted to hear Laffy Taffy by D4L, so you can sing that before you get shocked whenever you're ready.
Girl, shake that Laffy Taffy. That Laffy Taffy, shake that Laffy Taffy. That Laffy Taffy, girl, shake that Laffy Taffy. That Laffy Taffy, girl, shake that Ow!
There's not a whole lot of words to that song.
I'm sorry,
really.
They added girl to that.
That's true.
Right?
That took them a long time to write that, too. All right, your phone tap's coming up in just a few minutes. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning.